Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today, we're going to get back into the topics of my favorite idioms, proverbs, expressions that I've heard over the years here in Poland. And today, I want to talk about some of my favorite expressions that deal with the world of love and relationships. I'm going to share six expressions with you today that you have to know. If you ever come here in the future, if you're around Polish people, be very useful to know. It's all coming up right now. First one on the list today is a great one. I think you're going to enjoy this one. Cicha woda brzegi rwie. Still waters run deep in English. That's our equivalent to that one. And it literally means that quiet waters destroy or tear at the shoreline, the coastline. What does that mean? And what context of love could that relate to? Well, a friend of mine brought some friends from Warsaw years ago. And we all went kayaking in a river not far from Częstochowa here. And one of the guys brought a very beautiful girl with her. We were all admiring her beauty. And after a few hours, we noticed she didn't say anything. We talked to our friend. We said, you know, you seem like a really outgoing, extroverted guy. Are you sure this girl is the right girl for you? She hasn't talked to anybody. She just sits there quietly. And he looked at me and he kind of had a smirk on his face. He said, oh, Russell, cicha woda brzegi rwie. It was the first time I heard it. I had no idea what he was talking about. But he said, what you see on this kayaking trip is nothing like what I see at home. It's a totally different girl. Don't judge the book by the cover here. So that was the first contact I had with that idiom, and I just love it. The second one is equally great. Listen to this one. Nie chwal dnia przed zachodem słońca. In English, don't count your chickens before they hatch. But in Polish, it would literally translate to, don't praise the day until the sun sets. Don't brag about the day you have until the sun has set. There's still day to go. It's very wise. I like that idiom. It brings to mind a girl I knew back in the day. She was so in love. She met a guy and she just went around telling everybody how wonderful he was. He cooked for her. He cleaned the flat for her. He took her on romantic dates. He bought her flowers and chocolates. He was just Mr. Perfect. And everybody just kind of had this skeptical look like, we'll see. And her best friend told her, Nie chwal dnia przed zachodem słońca. And I remember her expression. She was just kind of looking at her like, why? Why would you say that to me? And that best friend was right. He was good for a little while, but after a while he showed his true colors and he wasn't so Mr. Perfect. So that is an expression you might hear when it comes to the world of dating and the beginning relationships. We'll wait and see how that person is going to be. A really wise idiom. I like that one. Number three, terrific one. Listen to this. Widziały gały, co brały. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that idiom here in Poland. It would be something in English like, you knew what you were getting into, what you see is what you get. There's no excuses. You saw it, you had a chance to analyze it before you took it. And here in Polish, widziały gały, co brały would be, you saw with your own eyes, with your big own eyeballs, what you were taking or what you were getting. So now it's too late, you can't complain. It kind of brings to mind situations when women get married and their men don't change. The women think that they can change their men and unfortunately they don't change. And after a while, they complain. Why won't he change? I cannot reform this guy. He won't move. He won't budge. Widziały gały, co brały. You saw what you were getting into. No complain now. Excellent Polish idiom. Love it. Number four, listen to this one. I've heard it at least a dozen times in the last few months. Nie wchodzi się dwa razy do tej samej rzeki. In English, it would be something like, I don't want to go back there again. I can't go back there again with you. But breaking that down literally would be, you cannot step into the river twice. You can't step into the same river two times. Now, what does that mean? What in the world are Polish people trying to express when they say that? Well, I've heard it like this. A good friend of mine, Marcin, had a girlfriend for 6 years. And after 6 years, they decided to break up. He was done, she was done, the relationship was finished. And I asked him, I said, Marcin, is there any chance that you'll get back together with your girl? Is there any chance to reunite? He looked at me and he said, Russell, nie wchodzi się dwa razy do tej samej rzeki. And I remember hearing it the first time, and I had no idea what he was talking about. What in the world? What's having to go to a river have to do with love? I don't know. He explained it to me. He said, when you go to a river, that water you're in, it flows down. Once you step out of the river, you'll never see the same water again. It's kind of the same situation when you get back together with an old girlfriend. It's never going to be the way it was. It's going to be different, and usually it's not a good difference. Very philosophical, very smart. Now, be careful with this one because I've heard from Polish people that it's used incorrectly, that this expression can be annoying sometimes because it's deeper in meaning. used in a shallow way, and sometimes it can annoy Polish people, but you will hear people use this from time to time, and like I said, I've heard it a lot recently. So, nie wchodzi się dwa razy do tej samej rzeki. Very interesting idiom. Number five, I want to go ahead and apologize ahead of time. I'm going to butcher this word, I always do, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Stara miłość nie rdzewieje. In English, it would be something like, old love never dies, old flames never die. The literal translation would be, an old love never rusts. The love, the first love that you have, never goes rusty in the future. Interesting one. I don't know, we use an old flame, flame of love. But in Poland, I guess it's like a metallic object, it never rusts. Interesting, same meaning though. And the last one today, the sixth one that I'd like to share with you is one, być zakochanym po uszy. We say to be head over heels in love. If you're an American or a British person, have you ever sat and thought about that idiom and what it means? What does it really mean to be head over heels in love? I'm trying to picture that and I have strange images in my mind. I like this Polish one. If you are zakochany po uszy, you are so in love. Imagine a person so in love, they're walking around with that love smile and that smile just goes all the way to the ears, maybe even beyond the ears. It makes a lot of sense. I like it. You're so in love that this love, this expression goes all the way to the ears. Być zakochanym po uszy. Very interesting one. So those were six expressions based on the topic of love and relationships, dating, marriage, and so on. I hope you enjoyed that. I plan to make many more as there are so many fantastic expressions in Poland to learn. I like learning Polish. It's a challenge. I wish I had more opportunities to speak and to improve my Polish, but I do listen carefully to what people say. It makes me angry when I don't understand an expression and I have to learn it. I think that that's why I'm so passionate about these. If you have not become a subscriber to my channel and you would like to, you know what to do. Just click the button right there. Click on it, become a subscriber, and you will never miss out on what's coming in the future. A lot of good stuff. Thank you for watching. I wish you an amazing, wonderful day.